TV commercial, the actor plays Dr. Phil, you know, and then exit. Let's already plan next year.
Yeah, right.
So let's welcome to the program the CEO of Las Vegas Super Bowl team. That's next year, Sam Choffrey. And of course, the legend himself, Carrot Top.
Good to see you. How's
everybody?
I mean, you think comedy, you think Carrot Top would be there, right? You brought up something funny about the
coin flipper.
The coin flipper. The problem is, you think the last person they want is the prop guy. Because I'll do something to the coin. They take that serious now.
Come out.
That's what I said. I did that at the Golden Gate. Yeah, I made it serious.
That would be awesome. I think we need to push that somehow. I'll get it started. And I think the right guy to start it with is Sam. Talk about, you know, we're a year out. How long have you already started? I'm sure it's already started getting ready for next year.
Well, you know, actually, most cities usually get about 3 to 4 years of unknown again. This is Las Vegas. We got this thing awarded in December 21. The 2 years, but in a city like New Orleans or Miami, takes them.
But did they go 2 years because they know your background and you could probably do it in 6 months?
No, I wish I could say that. What happened is that New Orleans was close to hosting before, and then they changed the schedule to 17 games to the Super Bowl by So it created a hole in 2024,
which they invited into the stadium, and it was there. So I think it's going to be awesome. The city that hosts the Super Bowl.
Let's be honest, it's a great city to host anything.
Sure.
You know, that was the whole thing.
Yeah, but when the Super Bowl and Vegas come together, it's going to be like Marvel,
it's
DC University.
Yeah.
Yeah, the town itself is going to have that event.
And you know, Super Bowl weekend is always starting in some crazy
And now I'm going to have to talk to our next guest with you both know, Dana White, and ask him what kind of UFC is going to be Saturday night in Vegas.
Well, let's talk about that. And you have him on. Thank him for hosting in his office.
Oh, really?
We are talking about how good the Super Saturday night.
The heavyweight champ John Jones defending, you know, he fights, you know, next month. So, you know, when the NFL first made the announcement about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, and a lot of people didn't get it and didn't know why, who doesn't want to go see their favorite team in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I don't see anyone in Las Vegas. How did Vegas get it? In Brandy Stadium, when we have the best city that goes to parties in general.
Exactly. There's
tons of restaurants, tons of rooms, tons of shows. Yeah. I mean,
Let me ask you a question about your show, and we didn't talk much about it in July at the International Fight Week. How does it pop in your head? You know, you take a rubber band and a shoestring, and it turns into a partner's mouth.
No, it just comes. I don't know. It's not really. I mean, there's kind of a process. I don't know that I've never really figured out. Every pop's different. Every joke's different. It's like a balloon thing, right? The shotgun. So it happened right as I'm driving to work. I had balloons. So I said, "I might go get a balloon and go get a thing." So we videotaped. The joke was it was falling, we shot it down. All this candy, you know, talking out. It was a quick baby joke. After all that, so it worked fine, but the crowd didn't even know yet. It happened. So it just happened. So the next night, it did better. It just happened to be. The Cowboys too. You know, I'm watching the game. He missed four field goals in a row. So I'm in my house. And I need a joke. It's too good. So I made a Cowboys helmet. Yeah, Cowboys helmet. Around the helmet. It's sprain with the goalpost at the end of it, so he can wear it in practice, lined up, and kill. I mean, it still kills now, but that night,
Now, can I put a request in for the Las Vegas Super Bowl committee's media party to be at a Carrot Top
performance? It won't be a media party, but I'm Tuesday night of Super
Weekend. Oh,
wow.
So you started a year ago, starting to get everything ready in Las Vegas. Don't want to take much of your time, but what's the process? Like, is there a book, you know, like charities have, and, you know, 3 months out you do this? And
I wish there was. In cities that have hosted before, there is a manual. There's data to draw from before kind of transportation.
But Vegas has their own rules anyway. They shut down the strip for a race. They, you know, they can do things that I guess a lot of other cities don't do or can't do. So, you know, where the traffic is so unbearable, you know, at the Super Bowl, I'm sure there's stipulations to change it.
Well, definitely things were last year in Los Angeles, this year, and affect that traffic.
What's the most difficult thing, if you can tell me, the most difficult thing of putting this whole Super Bowl thing together?
Probably just the fact that we have nothing to sell. It's not a problem.
So you're challenging as well. You're getting ready to set up your booth out there, the Las Vegas Super Bowl committee. You call Carrot Top and say, hey, I need you in Phoenix because. Tell me how that phone call went down.
Well, it's one of the things the Super Bowl delivers. It's really popular. Radio stations here. Great buzz about Super Bowl coming next year. It's certainly going to talk to me. But it took me 10 minutes to get from four tables away over here for people to stop the Carrot Top. So having ambassadors from the destination is always a good thing.
Yeah, I've been there for so many years. I appreciate you thinking of me, and I love doing this kind of stuff. But so it's fun to come talk about Vegas and any joint. I love football. Yeah, and I love football. I'm a fan of football. And I'm a fan of football. I love talking. I like this.
I appreciate you, both of your guys' times. I'm going to be at the commissioner's meeting. I'm going to bring up having you flip the coin. We're going to get that ball rolling. I'll do it on Twitter. You'll see that here shortly. Thank you very much. Hopefully we can have you back on as it gets closer. And I'll see you next month when I come out for the John Jones. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Radio Row. This is Rock Out Radio, rocking by 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Benny Blaze from the University of Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker & Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker & Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Robbie Gold from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio. We are back live broadcasting from the Super Bowl 57 out in Arizona, Phoenix to be exact, as the the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday for Super Bowl 57. As these things happen in media, sometimes there's bad connections when we get on a remote location. So Randy stepped off for a second to kind of go iron out the IT issues. But I just kind of want to take a second to give you a background on my first Super Bowl experience. I had joined this network years ago with Randy, as you know. And there was all this hype about Media Week for Super Bowl. Randy claims it's the greatest event he goes to every year. And that until I saw it with my own eyes, I would never truly understand its magnitude. I would never really understand what it meant to be on Media Row. And so my first experience was probably 3 years ago, Super Bowl Miami. It was the year before Tampa hosted it. It was the year before COVID, so it was probably 2019. And we get down to Miami, and it's a convention center just like any other trade show or convention center, and it's just this massive room of folding tables, and they all have power strips, and there's literally thousands of media credentialed reporters from around the globe in every language and in every format, whether it's big TV broadcast sets that are doing live shows and tapings to radio shows to you name it. And it was the first time I truly in my career have ever been kind of like shell-shocked. You know, like, for example, like I was just sitting at the table and Martha Stewart walked by and like tapped me on the shoulder and said, good morning. You know, it was Barry Sanders, the iconic, you know, Detroit Lion. Great. Maybe the greatest running back of all time to ever do it. Was there promoting Rocket Mortgage at the time. And we talked to Barry and said, hey, Barry, let's come on. Let's talk about Knockout Radio. And then the craziest thing that I've ever done in my career, unfortunately, because at the moment that we had an opportunity to grab two superstars, and we actually ran out of time and had to bump Barry Sanders. So, like, anyone that you could possibly think of in sports, entertainment, music, arts, it's the who's who of all industries are there celebrating Media Week for the NFL. And so I'm excited to see what happens. You know, COVID obviously threw a wrench in the world. It changed the dynamic of how people interact. It changed the way that companies are promoting their products, or how they used to do trade shows and put out events. I can remember Emmitt Smith coming off of Yahoo Sports in Miami promoting a vodka, and he handed me a shot, and he's like, "Here," and I'm like, "I can't." I was like, "I'm on the radio. I can't drink on the job." So, it's literally the who's who of the world. And I'm excited to see how Phoenix lives up to the Miami experience I once had, and see if it can be better. I expect more stars. I think people miss the group interaction. I think people miss traveling. I think people miss the camaraderie and the saying hello to your friends and the NFL legends coming together to celebrate their historic careers. I think this week will probably be one of the greatest weeks of my entire life, and I'll be there tonight starting at midnight.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah, there he is. How you doing, buddy? Sound good? I'm coming through live from Phoenix.
Well, I ran over to the IT department here in Phoenix, and I don't know if it's a Phoenix person or like Sam said, you know, the NFL comes in and basically takes over. And that's what they were explaining earlier today at the stadium as well. And the guy looked up at me and I said, "Is there anything you can do? You know, we're having some issues. The internet's awful." He goes, "Yeah." And he used a different word. You would think, I don't get it. Of course, here's the second half. He goes, "Did you buy the Ether cable that's $1,500?
Well, that's how they get you. Yeah, they give you the free Wi-Fi, but you got to share it with a bazillion people all at the same time. Or you can pay the $1,500.
You know what I got? You know, we never pre-plan, which is why Knockout Radio, you know, suffers. I've got a hotspot on my phone.
Oh.
I wonder if that would be better than what we're using.
Possibly.
Maybe I should get an IT guy.
But I'll tell you what, right now the sound is coming through better than it has all day.
All right. Well, all day being the last hour and 20 minutes. I just got a schedule change, which will be good for you because I don't know why you're going to wait. Because you're not going to talk to him. You know, your internet's going to go out while Dana White is on. But the Dana White interview has been moved.
To?
All right. So I got to keep switching. It's 1:20. Mountain time, which means 120 times. What is it's 3:20, right?
It's 3:20 here.
All right, so it got moved to next hour instead of the hour after. So how about that?
Oh, okay. So it's going to be the 4 o'clock hour.
Right. So I've been told to try
4:15.
Right now it's going to be 3:15. Yeah. Now it's going to be 2:15. Right, 2:15 Phoenix time, 1:15 Vegas time, 4:15 our time. That's what it was always.
That's what you've been promoting.
I know, I'm confused. All these hour things are just very, very difficult. All right, so do you know how to use a phone hotspot?
Me or Steve?
You.
I would assume you have to just connect it to your laptop. We did it before. We've done it at events before where you go into hotspot and you put in the code and send
it
you.
There it is. Hey, why don't we try something, all right? I'm going to log off. I'm going to attempt to put it on my hotspot, so I'm checking out for a minute.
Okay. I can keep it going. So the, as Randy is speaking about, Dana White, the face and the president of the UFC, will be coming on at 4:15 Eastern time. I believe that makes that 2:15 Mountain Time, apparently that's where they are in the West. So always great to have Dana on. Obviously, the Professional Slap League has come out. He is behind as well. So it's always great to catch up with Dana. The UFC seems to be just gaining momentum, year after year, fight after fight. And now with the return of the greatest to ever do it, John Jones, you can't say that the UFC is plateaued or even peaked. It's just getting started.
All right, let's see if this works.
John Jones becomes your heavyweight champion. The UFC is going to have a whole new rekindling of enthusiasm behind it from the global perspective, because in many people's eyes, including Randy Harris's, John Jones is the absolute goat of all goats in combat sports.
That's
Randy,
true.
Can you verify? Can you verify that John Jones, if he is the heavyweight champion, that it will rekindle a fire for the UFC like it hasn't maybe seen since the golden eras of the Matt Hughes and the GSPs? Like, can you see the sport growing in that same realm when John Jones resurfaces and takes the title?
First, let me know if you can hear me okay.
I can.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to say that John Jones has been the GOAT, in my opinion. John Jones has dominated the sport, dominated his division like no other. And when you're talking GOAT, you're talking division. If John Jones wins on March 4th, I think it solidifies. I mean, I know people are going to say Fedor. And how about I'm getting ready to get my butt kicked by people that were in? Did you see the photo after the Fedor fight?
I sent it to you.
Okay, so that means you saw it.
I saw it. Oh, of course. It was a legendary. That's an iconic photo.
Here's my problem. And it's the same thing that I said to a former producer before. And more than one person did it. So I'm not just calling out the wall. This is honestly, I will never say anything about you behind your back. I'll never say anything about Steve behind your back. If I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it to you just like I'd say it to somebody about you. That photo was something that you would do. When there's 12 legends in this photo and one guy gets down to make it all about him, gets on his knees, sticks his hands out, and makes it about him and not about Fedor, which is what that photo was all about, kind of bothered me. And then another person did it as well. So one person did it. I don't know, the timing. I got back from the meet and greet with Paul Stanley and didn't get to see it. To me, that it's a shame that somebody would screw up a legendary photo like that, making it about themselves.
Well, in the immortal words of Randy Harris, the great thing is he's on the end, like the holiday boyfriend or girlfriend, photo, and so they can just crop that guy out.
and they should have,
And they will.
And I'll use the other one where somebody else did it and the legend that was on the one end then did stand up so that you can keep them in the photo. It just bothered me. You know me, stupid things set me off when I should be happy, that I'm above ground. But, that was a legend. That could have been the greatest photo of all time of some of the greatest fighters of all time. Now, Matt Hughes didn't pick it about himself, but did you catch he was wearing an 8-man strong shirt?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I thought that
was iconic. Speaking of 8-man strong, our title sponsor for all these years since I've been on the network, you're in the hometown of the birthplace of 8-man strong. So talk about the warehouse, the factory, the tour you went on Monday. What did you see?
I've been there before. It was cool. He has a gym set up in the back. So when I first walked in, Noah came out, which is Adam's brother. And he said, yeah, Adam's just in the back getting a quick workout before he has to leave. Which I thought was funny. And so we hung out for a little bit. I went shopping a little bit. But had a good time. There's something in the garage in Wisconsin where you'll be landing tonight for you.
Nice. Hopefully the hoodie.
Land at Madison.
Hopefully it's a hoodie because I hear it's cold and chilly at night. So I gotta make sure I'm warm. Gotta keep my radio voice from freezing up, Randy. I don't want these pipes to get damaged in transit.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, that's why you need a hoodie. Yeah, because, you know, gotta protect the investment. The future of Knockout Radio is in my hands.
Well, it's not. You keep saying that, but, you know, reaches up. But, yeah, so Dana will be on, I think it's in 5 minutes. We're going to talk about the big UFC this weekend. UFC, what is it, 284. We'll talk to him about that. We'll talk about Power Slot as that continues, as they are looking for champions in, I think it's 4 weight classes. And we'll talk about, will he be able to get Tom Brady in Vegas?
That's exciting. I'm excited to join you guys out there. I can't wait to talk to Carrot Top. I hope he's still there. I would love to get a workout with him. Maybe we can go to 8-Man Strong and work out with Carrot Top in the back room, because all great companies have a gym inside of their facility. I know I have one at the Racket Club of St. Pete. I also have a home gym in my garage. So, yeah, it's always great to get a quick workout in and hit the road and start your day. But I'd love to pump it up with Carrot Top, and then maybe we can do some like arm wrestling or something.
Oh my God!
What? Like, look, you were doing your little producing thing, trying to get connection while I was talking about Carrot Top, and I was talking about how awesome it was that he was already rich and famous and celebrity and have money, and how so many celebrities fall into like drugs and alcohol and like the lifestyle, just eating poorly and just on the road and in and out of hotels. And he went and changed his physique and became a bodybuilder. Like he, like with intent and purpose. And I don't know, I don't recall another celebrity making that kind of drastic physique change without being paid for it to do a movie role, such as Liam Hemsworth or Chris Hemsworth, or like Hugh Jackman for Wolverine, or, you know, The Rock, obviously. But I don't recall any other celebrity voluntarily going on such a mission, and I'm curious on what motivated it, and like if he's still competing or still doing it, or if he ever competed. And I want to work out with Carrot Top. That would be an amazing opportunity.
Okay, first, that's not going to happen, and second, there's been plenty of people. One coming to mind, your mentor, what's his name? I had it. It just disappeared. Real short shorts. Richard Simmons.
Well, that was before my time. He was he the lead singer of Kiss?
Yeah, that was his cousin.
I don't know. Richard Simmons was a guy on TV when I was growing up, and he had like little short shorts, and he like danced around like Steve Linnae, and he like tried to get people, you know, to work out to like the oldies or something.
Well, fortunate for you, Steve Linnae can't hear what you're talking about.
But that's not a physique that anybody would want to have. Like the body that Gene Simmons, Richard Simmons, you know, all the Simmons. I mean, none of those guys have a physique that I would be like envious of. But Carrot Top, he brought it, man. He killed it.
Again, Ted Simmons used to play for the St. Louis Cardinals. So you can keep all the names. All right, bottom of the hour, let's go hit a break. And yeah, sure. All right, let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Bell from the Denver Broncos. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Bring us back. Hi, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row. I wanted to see if he could come back, but he's fighting with his family. So.
No. I took advantage of the break. I thought we were still on break.
That's why I think you should be fined. I think I'm going to implement this effective today. Give me a number. Give me a number.
Number of how much money to get fined?
Just say a number.
Seven.
Every time you mention the word professionalism, I'm a professional, I have a career, I'm in media, any of those sayings or words, you will be fined $7.70. No, you will be fined $7.77.
Well, see, you're the unlucky number 13. I'll be the lucky number 7.
So you will be fined $7.77 moving forward from here until eternity or cremation.
All right. You take Bitcoin?
I jinxed.
Speaking of Bitcoin, how do you feel like every years ago when Bitcoin was the craze, some of the NFL players opted to get their bonuses or their extension and contracts paid in cryptocurrency instead of American dollars? And obviously that was back when Bitcoin was sitting around the $60,000-$65,000 mark per share, per coin, and now it's hovering around $22,000. So what do you think the next trend is in the NFL? Like, what do you think players are going to invest their money in next?
Real estate.
Yeah.
Real estate, you know, you can't lose it. Now, the value of real estate can go down, but make-believe money, hold this in, you know, the cloud, and at some point it'll be worth more than when you paid for the cloud, is ridiculous. But, you know, there's a reason that the building in Orlando is called Amway.
Yeah. That was built off of toilet paper, right?
I don't know how it started. I don't know how it started, but I fell for the same thing. We did a radio show late 90s, and it was at a taco establishment in the Tampa Bay area. And we negotiated, I negotiated, what I thought was a pretty good deal. And the person I did, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneer that I did the show with, was friends with this restaurant and this restaurateur. And we did a deal 90% in stock. And, you know, they had this great big plan, and they were going to build more, and they were going to do this, and they were going to do that. And we did it, like I said, 90% in stock. And I think we could probably use the stock to, as part of your litter box for your dog.
Oh, no. Wow. Because I was going to give you shares of Tortoise.
Yeah,
no way. I misspelled it. It's slices of tour de pizza. That's what it was. I was going to give you slices of tour de pizza in exchange for knockout radio.
Yeah. when I go down, going down, I ain't giving it away. It is what it is. It's a shame. What?
No, I was gonna say, like, the name of the arena out there is called the State Farm Arena. Is that correct?
Correct, the State Farm Arena.
But don't they have other state farms? Like, isn't Georgia where? Isn't there a State Farm Arena in Georgia? And like, how many State Farm arenas are?
I don't know, but why can't there be more than one?
Well, you think
State Farm? It would be like. Domino's or Pizza Hut, or I don't know why I thought of those two, especially when you're just trying to give me stock to your failing facility.
I'm trying to give you slices, not stock.
Domino's or the one in Detroit. Little Caesars.
Yeah.
You know, the Little Caesars sponsors a couple different things. Or, a race car. You know, there's a NASCAR, there's an Indy car, this car, that car that's sponsored by. The same companies. So why can't there be more than one, State Farm Arena?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just, because it's a little confusing when you say State Farm Arena, because you don't know if you're talking about Georgia or here or there. Yeah, if you say sure. Madison Square Garden, there's one Madison Square Garden.
Again, let me try to teach you the difference between the name of a facility and a sponsor of a facility. Okay. Madison Square Garden is a sponsor. You know, at some point it could be State Farm Madison Square Garden.
Oh,
or Madison Square Garden.
Terrible. That would be awful if they did that.
Well, of course it, because we're so used to Madison Square Garden. We're so, the Golden, how about that? The State Farm Golden Gate Bridge.
Is that what? Is that it?
I'm saying the State Farm, no. How often? Or the White House, sponsored by State Farm. And Jake is opening the gate to get into the White House.
He probably has classified files at home. While he's wearing khakis, he's got classified files everywhere. I know the accidents you have.
Most of them do have classified. That's how it works nowadays. And then you're like, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. How'd that come from here? So, UFC this weekend, with Dana coming up here in about a half an hour. Do you have any thoughts? I believe the number one ranked pound-for-pound fighter fighting the number two pound-for-pound fighter. I mean, that's iconic. Now, it's difficult, obviously, because Volkanovski is stepping up in weight. But that's on him, and I've always said, I don't want to hear anybody bitch, well, he went up in weight, well, he did that. No, you took the challenge, but it's the number one guy against the number two guy. I think this is going to be incredible. I'll be on a plane, I won't get to see it, which stinks. And then, the other fight, for the featherweight fight, Rodriguez versus Emmett. It's 2 versus 5, but how do you not get excited, even if you're not an MMA fan? Or a football fan. I saw something the other day. If you look at the stats of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, wins, losses, the same. Points scored, the same. The same ranking of the quarterback. It's like 5 stats identical on both. And both are the number one seeds, obviously, of their respective conferences.
Yeah, this could be a good weekend for sports all around. I mean, and that's what you want in sport. You want it evenly played, evenly contested. Yeah, I think the days of the blowout, you know, is over. If you want to see good competition for their money.
That's what I'm saying, no matter what. If you're not a football fan, still, number one versus number one. You know, the top two seeds, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it, you know, because I've been to so many, and I don't mean that to throw that in your face because you won't go. I'm looking forward to watching the commercials more than I am the game, to be honest.
That's always the case in the Super Bowl, right? I mean, isn't that always the best part about it?
You know, I do these polls, you know, that I get to look at to see of commercials before they, you know, get sent. And some of them are pretty funny. I think everybody's really good. But some definitely aren't. So, all right, it's a quarter of. You know what that means? Let's get this last break out of the way this hour. When we come back, more shenanigans coming to you live from Radio Row here in Phoenix. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. I'm Stats.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back with you live on Radio Row in Phoenix, Super Bowl LBII. I believe that is 55, 56, 57, 58, minus 2, divided by 7 would be 57. Correct.
Yeah, your math is pretty accurate, pretty decent.
Starting to pick up a little bit here for later in the day. Very cool. Just the atmosphere. You know, it's enjoyable just to watch the atmosphere. It's enjoyable to watch, you know, some athletes coming in, you know, doing their charity work and talking to, you know, radio stations across the country. And for that matter, we sat next to a Swedish crew, you know, that was talking about the brats and the pretzels and all the stuff that they're eating this morning at arena in Phoenix. So it's enjoyable to watch some yohoos and some professionals doing what they do best. That's what they're trying to do best. So it's good stuff.
Well, I can't wait to join the crew out there. I'm excited about it. I got my hair all did up nice just for Randy. I hope to fully embarrass you tomorrow on Media Row. It's always my pleasure to make you squirm. So looking forward to that.
Well, you know, I already wrote some stuff down that will be implemented once you show up. Don't worry. it is what it is. So you mentioned the word professionalism. That will be implied and put into place tomorrow.
Wait till I talk to Dana, and you're gonna, then you'll, I'll owe you like $157.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the internet's going out in about 26 minutes. So you can go play Monopoly with the family, you know, for about 12 minutes.
Well, and, will I have a chance to talk to Dana, or am I going to be off the interview?
I haven't made that decision.
Well,
I'll leave that up to the producer.
Well, because seriously, like I do need to get on the road. I have to drive to Orlando to get on my flight. So hitting rush hour traffic. So if I'm not going to be on it, I can cut it a little short and finish packing and get out of here.
That's your first mistake. So you've just been fined $7.77 because you're not professional. Because
so what are you talking about?
You should have already been packed.
It's in the suitcase. What? It's in the suitcase. So I just haven't put it in the truck yet. But I'm packed. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so when you just said you could cut out early and go pack, that's not exactly
what you mean. I gotta load my truck. I gotta grab, you know, make sure I got my wallet, double check I got my ID. You know, all the checklists, the TSA things, make sure nothing's over 3 ounces of liquid. You know, make sure I don't have any firearms. Like, you know, there's a lot of checkpoints I gotta go through.
So again, all those things that you should have done, like my dad would have done it last week. You know, I would go my mom and dad. Like, we would stop by a couple times a week, and we'd go out to dinner a couple times a week, and I stop by the house, and there's luggage at the front door. And I go, Dad, what's the luggage at the front door? Well, we're going on a cruise. The cruise is in 3 weeks. Well, I have to be prepared.
See, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, but you know, like how many of these celebrities and athletes get caught, you know, with like something in their backpack they didn't know they had, or like, you know, a firearm, or, you know, it happens a lot. And I don't want to be one of those celebrities that gets arrested during Super Bowl week and make it late to my media row appearance.
It's another $7.77. I believe $15.54. we'll make it a donation, you know, to we'll figure out a charity, and your $7.77 fines every time you say something like that. Somebody that we interview while we're here will choose their charity to find someone.
All right, that sounds fair. I like it.
I think that will work well enough.
No, I stopped watching it years ago when it, you know, stopped being fun.
Well, they did change it. They did change the format. I did not watch either. It was a flag football, which is what it's been for the past X amount of years anyway. You know, no defense, flag football, basically at its best. But, you know, they did a dodgeball. And I don't know if we've already talked about this because the match is awful. But the winning team lost via instant replay.
Okay.
I guess you didn't see that?
No.
So I don't know why I happened to just change channels. I wasn't purposely watching. Dude throws ball, knocks the guy out, team on the right wins. But oh no, everybody's screaming and hollering. Instant replay show that it was a headshot. And headshots are illegal in NFL dodgeball. It wasn't illegal in elementary school, but it's illegal for NFL celebrities, athletes. Headshots are illegal, so we got DQ'd, I think.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's protect the quarterback league at all costs, right?
I guess. I don't know what that has to do with defensive players throwing.
I don't either. I didn't watch it. I have no idea what happened. But who's the biggest celebrity you've seen out there on Media Row so far?
Since I've been here?
Yeah.
Which hasn't been long. I'll go with Carrot Top because I haven't walked around yet.
Yeah, Carrot Top.
You know, when I come to do the show, you know, you chuckleheads run around and gawk and do all that stuff. I have to sit here and be prepared, you know, get ready, get the equipment set. You know, all you prima donnas go run around and take photos and gawk at human beings.
Well, if you don't document it, then it didn't happen, you know? The same thing with your gym workout. If you don't post a selfie, then did it really occur?
So when I chat with Al Pacino on Saturday, I need to take a photo?
Yeah, that's like a legend. I mean, that's a true legend.
Not a big fan, but I would agree. You know,
you're not a big fan of Al Pacino's?
Yeah.
What? What's wrong with you?
You know, I mean, everybody has a right to say whatever, but, you know, when whoever, athletes, celebrities, talk show people, Tom, Dick, or Harry, whatever, when you start talking about views, and if it's a view against other people's views, you're going to tend not to like the person. You know, it has nothing to do with anything else. You know, it's kind of like when certain people come on the radio now, I literally change the channel. And when you make your view, that's your views, and you're allowed to have them, and you're allowed to speak them. But when I don't want to hear them, when I just want to watch, you know, a game, or I want to watch a video or watch a concert, you know, if I don't agree with your views, I don't have to listen to them, right? Whatever that view may be. It could be that you like Pepsi over Coke. I don't want to talk to anybody that likes Pepsi over Coke, over Diet. Which do you like? Stop walking around the building.
I'm sitting in the booth. I'm in the studio.
Okay, well, now you're sounding better. Are you Coke or are you Pepsi?
Oh, I'm Mountain Dew all day.
Are you Coke or are you Pepsi?
I'm Coke. Pepsi's too sweet.
Isn't Mountain Dew a Pepsi product?
It is.
But still, I'm okay with that. I've drank a Mountain Dew or two only because they have Pepsi products. And I don't like Pepsi. But see, if you drank Pepsi, then I would give you the wrong address when you land in South Dakota.
Right.
Don't come knocking on a door after midnight because people will be sleeping.
But you're picking me up.
I hope you're not waiting on that.
Make sure you keep make sure you keep your interest peaked. Make sure you stay out and active. Don't go home and lay down and get like lazy on me, because I need a ride.
All right, I'm going to say it publicly on the air. There's a thing called Uber.
Yeah, but you I need a limo. I need the controls. I need exactly 73 degrees inside the limo. I need a box of chocolate. No, I need two Mountain Dews, exactly 42 degrees.
Yeah, I suggest when you're in your Uber on your way to the Motel 6 in South Dakota, stop and grab a couple of Mountain Dews.
I need to be treated like a star, Randy. Like, when I get there, I can't just show up like anybody.
Well, you're less than anybody.
And anybody wouldn't show up with this haircut. I mean, I'm telling you. You see this thing, that's going to be a showstopper.
Well, I'm glad that 620 is right next to us. I'm glad you'll be working with them. They're not broadcasting live. They got a producer here.
Well,
all right, we're
going to
hit a break. All right, let's hit a break, and we will finish out hour number three when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stassel.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.